Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Note, we'd like to wake up everybody and welcome you to Missing Pages of History. Today we're going to have a special program. We're going to do a special tribute to one of our family members of MPH, to one of the family members of Blog Talk Radio, and to a family member of the underserved community. He was a very special person. He was a special person in terms of he was an excellent servant to the community and to humanity. He did many things when he didn't have to do it, but he recognized someone had to do it. And he is worthy of our respect and our honor. And you'll get to see this as we hear some of the testimonies and histories and stories of the life and the legacy of Emmanuel Daniel Joyner. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring in one of our members, supporters, Susie, and she will read to you his official obituary. Will give you a general background in terms of the life of Mr. Joyner, and then we will have a dialogue and discussion from a family affair perspective. We have his brother and his grandson who will talk about the legacy of life and how they remember Mr. Joyner and his contributions to humanity. So right now, we'd like to welcome you again to the special program edition of Missing Pages of History. It's our tribute to Emmanuel Daniel Joyner. He made his transition on the 22nd of August 2018. But he will never die because he lived in the hearts and minds with those that he have had an impact and the ideas that he left for us to continue. So right now, Susie, will you please read his official message from the family obituary? Welcome, Susie, to Missing Pages of History.
The obituary of Emmanuel Daniel Joyner was born on May the 10th, 1945, to the late John Walker and Jesse Palmer Joyner in Henderson, North Carolina. He departed this life on Wednesday, August the 22nd, 2018, with daughter Tanya and sister Bessie by his side. Emmanuel grew up with 11 amazing siblings: Jesse of New York, John and Audrey of Pennsylvania, Carter and Louise of North Carolina, Renee of Germany, Alexandra and Louise of North Carolina, Craker of Virginia, Bessie and Jim, affectionately known as Aunt Sis of North Carolina, Maxine and Eva, Albert, both of Pennsylvania, Mary and Jeffrey of Virginia, and Armstead Sheila, who are all deceased. Emmanuel initially attended the Vance County school system before transferring to the Baltimore City school system. He pursued his post-secondary education at the University of Maryland, obtaining a bachelor's degree in engineering. Emmanuel enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1969 and served in the Vietnam War, receiving the following military decorations / medals: the Bronze Star Medal, Army Commendation Medal, Vietnam Service Medal, Vietnam Campaign Medal, and the National Defense Service Medal. He was an active member of the Disabled Veterans. Emmanuel was employed by the United States Post Office, Baltimore, for many years. He met and married the love of his life, Rita, while employed there, and the two remained married for over 40 years. Emmanuel and Rita relocated to California for approximately 20 years, where he pursued a career at Honeywell as an engineer until his retirement. After retiring, they moved back to his home state of North Carolina. He continued to work post-retirement as an appraiser, salesman, grant writer, radio announcer for Missing Pages in Virginia, and business entrepreneur. He received numerous accolades, awards, and certificates throughout his career. Emmanuel was an impeccable, well-organized man who was an untiring worker but took time to love life and his family for the fullest. He and his wife attended Kingdom Family International Church. He enjoyed many hobbies and pastimes, to include reading, traveling, baseball, bowling, golfing, shopping, and entertaining friends and celebrities. Emmanuel, a.k.a. GQ, Blue Cheese, Silky Smooth, Dab Daddy, was a devoted husband, loving father, grandfather, brother, uncle, and friend to many. He was known for his touch of class and wearing the finest garments. He was an intelligent, distinguished, wise, articulate man with a great sense of humor. Emmanuel enjoyed mentoring, lecturing the young women in the family when it came to relationships. He stated, a check and good looks were the qualifications. Don't make no ugly babies or I will drop them off at the zoo. For those that knew Emmanuel, you know that his many life experiences have made him a self-proclaimed subject matter expert. That's an SME on all aspects of life. Emmanuel was preceded in death by his loving wife, Rita Mae Moore Joyner, brother Armstead Joyner, and his wife, Sheila, son Terrence Joyner, granddaughter Tierra Sade Graham. Emmanuel leaves to celebrate his life and memory. Daughters Valerie Washington of Baltimore, Maryland, Tanya Matherson, Mike of Raleigh, North Carolina, Raquel Alicia Joyner, and Norman Celeste Young and Gilbert, all of Baltimore, Maryland. Son Ronald Moore, Antoinette of Greensville, North Carolina, grandsons Larry and Vaughn of Baltimore, Maryland, Terry Graham of North Carolina, Derod and Zylan of Baltimore, Maryland, his godparents, Mr. Cephas and Miss Sarah Crullo of Baltimore, and host of nieces, nephews, cousins, and devoted friends. Now you have the obituary of Mr. Joyner, and that was from his service that was held on Friday, August the 31st at 1 o'clock.
We'd like to thank you, Susie, for your sharing with the world the obituary, a general background of who Mr. Joyner was. And we can continue the discussion in about 1 minute after our station break. When we come back, we're going to do It's a Family Affair. We're going to have a discussion with members of his family, with Brother Alexander P. Joyner and his grandson, Terry Graham. They will give their perspective on the life and the legacy of Mr. Joyner, what it meant to them, how he had an impact on not only him, but on the world in general. But what we're going to do right now, when we come back, we're going to talk with them from a family affair perspective. But we'll be right now, we're going to take a calls to the calls, and we're going to play a song in tribute to Mr. J. In terms of one of the things he stood for was that he was a great educator. He believed working for the youth, making sure the youth have a better future. And he was very creative in terms of his ways of educating and enlightening foreign people. So this song right here is for you, Mr. J.
Take it.
like to welcome you back to Missing Pages of History. We are doing a special program today. We are giving our tribute to and honoring Mr. Emmanuel Daniel Joyner. He was a special person, and one of the things, if you knew anything about him, he invested a lot of time in terms of wanting to make the youth better. He wanted to teach them, not only teach them, but as he would say, teach them the right way. He took great pride in terms of learning his history and learning our history and sharing it with our people, particularly the youth. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to a segment we call This is a Family Affair. We have one of his brothers, Alexander, and grandson, Terry. They're going to speak to us and share with us their experiences, their history of living and being impacted by the work and the life of Mr. Joyner. We first would like to welcome Brother Alexander and Brother Terry. We'd like to welcome y'all to Missing Pages of History. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. Brother Alexander, as a brother Emmanuel Joyner, when you're growing up with him as a youth, did you ever project or perceive that Emmanuel Joyner will play such an important role or have an impact on various individuals and communities, given all of the accolades and things that he had done in his life? When you look at his obituary, he's not your ordinary individual. He had many disciplines, and he applied them very well. So how did you see the behavior of Emmanuel as a young kid growing up to how he ended up turning out to be? And the things he decided to engage in?
Well, as one of the youngest children, being next to the last, Emmanuel was much older than me. So when you're a young child, you always look up to the elderly siblings. And out of those elderly siblings, I had some older brothers that each had a talent of their own. And as they could do whatever they could do as a talent, and they presented it, I noticed Emmanuel's talents were reading, writing, talking, and adventuring more so than the other siblings. And in doing so, I began to follow a lot of the things that he was doing because his interests also parallel with mine as being a young child. So the being able to meet and talk to people whenever we went somewhere as brothers, whenever we went shopping, whenever we had family affairs or whatever, I sort of noticed that he had something special about him. And being, you know, having that inner strength, you know, to handle almost any situation and be able to come up with any type of thought and not just any thought, but a perceived thought, and usually, you know, is based on fact. And because later, some of the things he would say, I would go double-check myself, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, you know, he was totally right, because our father had bought that set of encyclopedias, and I constantly used it just to make sure he was right. And he was almost 100% of the time. So he was an amazing brother that did a lot of amazing things. But my best memory of him was making sure that he got the facts right.
Okay. Now, in terms of some of the careers that he has chosen, how would you say what impact he may have had on people that he came in contact with? I mean, he worked with the space program. One of the things I didn't see in the obituary, but I think it's important for the world to know, he was also a Six Sigma, which is someone who's highly developed in terms of organizational skills and know how to analyze and solve problems. What kind of impact do you think he had on the various people that he came in contact with and the various careers and projects that he engaged himself in? Because I know when I first met him, I was amazed in terms of one of the things, he was always truthful. But also, I realized once he committed to something, he was committed to it. And he was willing to do these things and give his services and skills because he recognized what needed and wasn't based upon any kind of material response back from him. So what you think when you look at the various careers they went through, how do you think he may have impacted on people that he came across?
Well, first of all, with anyone's life, the first thing that we have to look at is where did they start from? What was their beginning? His beginning was from a strong father who had rules, who had discipline. As we grew up being the family of 12 with 10 boys and 4 girls, we had a few that passed. But to control those 8 boys, you had to be a man, because you had 8 different personalities to deal with that would one day challenge your authority. Girls more disciplined and more in line, and they tend to father, and everybody wants to be daddy's girl. Guys begin to choose their own the moment they get to teenagers, and they begin to choose their friends, and they move on. So it takes a strong father or mentor to shape that personality while it's young. You can't do nothing when they're a teenager, 12, 13, 14, 15, sort of out of control then. It takes a man around 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old to be with that son, take him to games, take him to hunting, take him to fishing, doing something to build a relationship. Then show that child that, first of all, he needs to be on time with that discipline. If we're going to hunt tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I don't need to see you just getting out of the bed at 8:15. So discipline always comes first and being on time. Then being able to adapt to any situation where you're at or what you're doing. Because all of us can do a job, but we may do that job differently. As we do that job differently, it doesn't mean that one person did the job better than the other, as long as the job is being done. The final result is what counts. Any good father will see the final result of what a person does and shows appreciation and gives condemnation for it. So Dan had a lot to experience as a child from a very good father, John W. Joyner. And as he moved forward, he also had the loving support of his mother. As most mothers, they nurture their sons, and they give them the rights and the wrongs of how they treat and be with people. And if you treat your mother and you treat your father and you treat your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles, your cousin, and everyone else with the same discipline and respect as you treat your parents, then you already can handle any situation out here in the world. When it comes to dealing with people, people are the same everywhere. You're going to have people that, regardless what, you can't get along with. You can do all you can to try and help them out or do anything. But there are some people that still will not like you for one reason or the other. So he was able to get around that because, again, that training at home. You got 12 siblings. You have to deal and talk to each one of them. So not all the personalities will blend. So you can take that out into the workforce, and you're able to work and process what the other person is giving you back. Take that forward and make a better position out of yourself to get more productivity out of the people that you're dealing with. Emmanuel was excellent at people skills, human resources, and dealing with the gentleman just on the street. So he could go from the business end to the simple end of just being your friend. And all of that, again, came from a strong foundation of being from a strong family.
Okay. Brother Alexander, can you give us, when you think of your brother, give us the last 2 things that stand out the most for you when you think of your brother? What would they be?
Well, it's quite a few things, and I don't know if you can allow me to go ahead and read something that I did process, last night to go ahead and read for the
video station. Go for it.
Okay, if I can do that, then maybe that will cover, that question in entirely right there.
All right.
Okay. silenced.
It's all yours.
Balanced, but never forgotten. Family tribute to the missing pages for Emmanuel D. Joyner. On behalf of the family of Emmanuel D. Joyner, we appreciate every listener and caller who had the opportunity to interact with him. The family sincerely thanks everyone who assisted Emmanuel in any way. I'm grateful for the opportunity by Missing Pages and Mr. Lee Robinson to make remarks on behalf of the family of Emmanuel today. His faithful and loving wife, Rita J., preceded him to death last April 5th, 2017. Their homecoming has been heartfelt by all. We thank Mr. Robinson and his staff for their condolences and support of our time of mourning. Missing Pages gave my brother a voice to the community, and now that golden voice is no longer with us. There is a void today for that knowledge lost to those he attempted to help, explain, and mentor from his vast experiences, such as how to start and run a business, the fair treatment of employees, and benefit packages that should be desired. Additional topics included a financial saving plan for success and how to improve that credit score, the high cost of medical care, and the medicines that have an effect on our brain and bodies, the relations of men and women, and the do's and don'ts of getting and staying married, the support of the married family, and the bridging of the extended family unit of single-parent mothers, the study of religion and the effects of race in our history and everyday life, support for businesses that give back to the community and the country he so dearly loved, better benefits for veterans and older Americans, supporting candidates who have a platform and not an agenda to only help themselves, how to listen and express without hate or injury, a point that requires discussion, better reforms for our jails and judicial systems, educate with facts and research, the purpose and responsibilities of being an African-American in today's society. We have now lost a giant among men. I pray that these and other topics will continue to be discussed. We live in a day where information is at our fingertips in an instant. Yet, who is checking and researching the facts? The rights of all men are in jeopardy. The President, Congress, and the Supreme Court have turned their backs on certain segments of the nation, are in pursuit of another agenda. Their agenda is not for the poor, the sick, the uneducated, the elderly, the military, and the others they swore an oath to serve. Yes, Emmanuel was that voice that reminded us all that we are the ones to change all the hate and untruths. The world would miss him, but he served his life, giving us knowledge that we could be and do anything we set our minds to. Bobby Kennedy remarked, "I don't think we have to shoot each other, to beat each other, to curse each other, and criticize each other. I think we could do better in this country. I dream things that never were and say, why not?" That quote was one of our brother Emmanuel's favorites. Emmanuel shot where others did not, lived and built homes where others did not. He worked where others did not, dressed like others did not. He dined where others did not. He did this because he dreamed of an equal America that did not exist during his early life in the 50s and 60s in the segregated South. One of his crowning moments of personal achievement was featured in the News and Observer, Sunday, May 13, 2001, for the 30-plus room house he had built at Wakefield Plantation. He was one of the first African Americans to build there. Yes, Emmanuel had many firsts in his life, though his first love was to help others achieve their goals or dreams. We were truly missing. He had met the challenge and went beyond. I would like to express a fond memory now of my life with my brother from my funeral remarks. I was in elementary school, sitting on the swing on our big front porch. Dan had just arrived home from Baltimore, and I was the first to see him. He walked up the steps with that big, handsome smile and said, "What's up, brother?" I said, "Homework," and lots of it. So he sat down and wrote my spelling words out, and his handwriting was so fancy that I still copy it today. Then he read my history lesson. So elegant was his voice, with not a missed word and with an alarming, passionate tone. He told me to read like that so people understood what I was saying and to put emphasis on its meaning. Today, when I speak at any meeting, people listen. My first manuscript, Who Cares About Homework, was inspired by that moment with him. Thank you, brother. Because of you, I have learned to be a better person and a better man. I thank you all for listening to A Grieving Brother, of 12 original siblings. Emmanuel made us proud as he did all he could to educate us about the true facts of life and how to live in the abundance of God's many blessings. From his beloved brother Jesse, who served with him in Vietnam and talked to him often, loving brother John, who was always concerned for his health, his brother Armstead, who preceded him in death, were always together. Dick and Dan, together again. His loving brother Carver, with whom he discussed business and sports. His loving sister Bessie, who is his living caretaker. Loving sister Maxine, who is a constant medical counsel and fashion expert. Loving sister Eva, who gave him medical advice and the do's and don'ts. Loving sister Mary, whose admiration was reflected in the many inspirational prayers and spiritual advice. Loving brother Rene, who is his fellow soldier in arms. Loving brother Alexander, his transport and handyman. Loving brother Krekor, his part-time personal mechanic when he came to visit. We all love you, Danny, and we cherish our memories until we join you. The Bible says, with God is the source of life. To have lived is a blessing. To have lived accordingly to his will is our purpose. The promise of a life free of chaos, conflict, pain, suffering, debt, and death itself is always within man's reach. We are satisfied with his life, well lived, and all that he tried to do to help someone. So to our Heavenly Father, our brother Emmanuel returns. To say what type of a person and what type of a man he was a man for all men. To say he was a father, to say he was a father to all people. To say he was a business person, he was a business person to all people. To say he was a teacher and a mentor, he was that to anyone that would listen. Yes, Emmanuel was a lot. And we only have to remember the teachings that he gave us and try our best to follow through.
Child, well said. We thank you. What we'll do right now, we're going to make the transition from the brother to the grandson. Brother Terry, I'd like to welcome you to Missing Page of History. And Brother Terry, as the grandson, how do you view your granddaddy?
I view my granddaddy as a hardworking, very well-educated businessman. He had a lot of his grandson.
No, go finish your thought, my mistake. Finish your thought. I didn't mean to cut across you.
A very loving and memorable person.
In terms of lessons that he left for the youth, Terry, what would you say? What would they be? What lessons would you say he left where the youth can benefit from? And what are some of the lessons that you learned from him that are making you a better person?
Being educated, well-rounded. And one of the things I've learned from him is to basically never get up, never give up, and just keep fighting for what you want to go after. And one of the things I've learned from him was one of those, for example, how my grandfather actually last year around this time, I was going out for a job that I really, really wanted, and he said, "Grandson, you got the interview down, but, you know, I want to dress you." So I allowed him to, you know, he dressed me up for success in one of his suits, and all he wanted to know was what results I had at the end. So I guess that suit has some powerful business to it, because I was hired in a job that I really wanted, and that was very touching.
You know, Terry, before we go to our station break and go to people from this various community that Mr. Jordan represented, I'd like for you to share with us any memorable stories that you like to tell that you encounter when you're with your grandfather?
Majority of our memorable stories was always, you know, me trying to make sure I was getting that right check I was bringing home, and we always just talk about business and education and just doing things that I like that represented me well at the end of the day.
Okay, Terry, we'd like to thank you and you and Brother Alexander for sharing with us a perspective on the life and legacy of Mr. Joyner. And what we're going to do right now, listen to the audience, we're going to pause for the calls. And we're going to play the song also dedicated to Mr. J in the sense of Mr. J, one of those who believe in speaking truth to power. That's one of the lessons and legacy for us that I think he left with the world to learn from. And we're going to put the song, and when we come back, we're going to open up this phone line. If you have any comments you are making, like to give your respect to Mr. J, we ask you to call in at 818-337-0016 and hit 1 if you'd like to make a statement, and we will acknowledge your last 4 numbers. Say your name, where you're calling from, and whatever you want to say in terms of giving your respect and your honor to Emmanuel Joyner will be greatly appreciated. So right now, we're going to pause for this call, and this is a tribute to Emmanuel.
Yeah.
missing pages of history. We're doing a tribute to Emmanuel D'Angiono. We just came out of a segment of Family Affair. We now open up the lines to underserved communities. When we talk about underserved communities, we are talking about those communities whose history and struggles have been left out of the so-called established history. We are the people who make history, and it must be the people who write and tell the history. So this is one of the crucial points Emmanuel understood, and this is one of the crucial roles that he has played and will continue to play as we develop and shape and build missing pages of history. Our pages must be put in the history book, and we must understand it. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to hold up the phone line at 818-337-0016. Please hit 1. We'll acknowledge your last number. And state your name, where you're calling from, and how do you remember Mr. Joyner? What legacy he left? How did his work impact upon you? We'd like for you to speak and say a few things about Mr. Joyner and his legacy. So right now, we're going to go to caller 6057. Caller 6057. Welcome to Missing Pages History, caller 6057.
Thanks for having me. My name is Anthony Williams. I'm an organizer for the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC. I had the honor of participating on the program with Mr. Joyner on several occasions. And the thing I remember is his commitment to principles and his dedication to the community, especially the youth. And, you know, he leaves a void that will, be impossible to fill. But, you know, we persevere and move forward and remember, you know, the lessons he taught during the time he was amongst us.
Cole, let me ask you one thing in terms of the concept of missing pages of history. How do you view that as having a value to our underserved communities?
It's very important because without an adequate understanding of our history, we do not we cannot understand our role in the world, how we got to the situation we're in at the present time, and how we get out of being an oppressed people to a people that is that are liberated. And so it's very important that those gaps that are in our history are filled and that we improve our collective historical memory so that the atrocities of the past do not revisit us in the future.
All right, Carl, we thank you for your contribution to today's program. We put you on hold, and we go to our next caller. We're going with caller we have 8488. Caller 8488, welcome to Missing Pages of History. Yes, caller 8488.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, audience. I just want to say my name is June, and I'm calling from Philadelphia. I had a brief association with Mr. J, as we called him, in the group Missing Pages of History. And I thought that Mr. Joyner was a very personable, a very intelligent, a very dynamic personality. I saw him as a very level-headed person, who always had the need to provide the community with knowledge and understanding. He knew how to bring great discernment when it came to talking about African Americans, our people, and the politics. And also, I saw him as a great statistician who always bought during the blog talk radio show or even the television shows that were aired by Missing Pages, stats on what the black community were doing, how the police impact their lives. He always had numbers. I'll always remember that that was a man who knew numbers. I also saw him as a great salesperson. While the short, brief time I had with the group, Mr. Jordan was, always able to convince others that the raffle for Missing Pages was worthy of buying, because he always seemed to have sold his tickets first and foremost among the rest of the group. So I want to offer my condolences to the family, and Mr. Joyner for me will be remembered as a great statistician.
I can't hear you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Technical difficulties. You understand that y'all can hear me? Now we can. Let's go to caller 9298. How do you remember the life and work of Mr. Emmanuel Jordan, the caller?
Hi, yes. I remember working with Mr. Joyner and those many conversations we used to have from a lot of times from the business aspect on how we were going to do certain reports and things in that order. And it used to be funny because when we go through school, we things changes as the years go, and a lot of times me and Mr. Jordan we were sort of getting it because I saw things one way that I was taught, and then he would tell me the way that he is. And it's funny that it always ended up being his way, always ended up working out more efficiently. So I began to step back a little, working with Missing Page, sit back and listen to what he has to say, take it in consideration, and then you'll get the results that you want. And also just those informal conversations that we may would have on the telephone and everything. And he always talked about his family and his love, and he loved his cookouts, and used to discuss the amount of food he wanted and what he wanted, because he wanted to make sure that everyone came and really enjoyed themselves. And that's just a few of the memories, and also my condolences to the family. And this is Susan from Missing Pages of History.
Thank you, Susan. All right, let's go to caller 9949. Caller 9949. Your last four numbers. 9949. How do you best remember the legacy in life of Mr. Joyner?
Well, a lot of wisdom, a historian that didn't mind sharing the wisdom that he had or the knowledge that he had. Love his family, really a mentor to me. Spoke with him every day briefly, but always had an encouraging word to leave you with. Very, very wisdom-like. I can remember him saying he went to school for law. However, law didn't want to pan out for him, so he just chose to do engineering. I said, well, Doc, you don't just choose to do engineering. I mean, it's a lot behind that. But the wisdom, the historian that he was, truly historian, will share whatever wisdom he had. Anything he had, he would share with you. Most certainly a family man, a genuine person. And once again, condolences to his family. He will be missed from Washington.
Okay, thank you, caller, for your contribution to today's program. And we'll go to caller 6178. Caller 6178, we welcome you to Missing Pages. How would you best remember the legacy and the life of Emmanuel Daniel Joyner? Caller 6178.
Yes, my name is Robert A. Moses, and I've participated on some of the I called in to Missing Pages of History over the last, I would say, 3 years or more. And Mr. Joyner was a very, very educated person. He had a good analysis of the issues as they came up from week to week. And he will be missed. He's irreplaceable. I think he understood the history of African American people in terms of the police and the police patrols and how the police was formed. He was very educated and about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and their shortcomings. He understood some of the contradictions of capitalism and how it played out. And he was just very, very analytical, and as the person said, he had statistics. That was what I will remember too, is he always would come up with statistics about the black population or the general population and how we stood within it in terms of income, et cetera. And he will be missed. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Listener, well, you should listen to Missing Pages of History. What we're going to do right now, we're going to call us for the call. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of the organizations that he worked very dealing closely with and a member of, and that's Missing Pages of History. We're going to talk about what's coming up, how you can help us. Then we'll get a final thoughts from Alexander from the family, and we're going to close out this program. This has been a special program of a small token, and much more work will be going on and tributes in terms of recognizing the impact that Emmanuel Joyner have had, not only on us, but on all of humanity. This is an individual, we know people make history, but individuals sometimes do special things that are worthy for acknowledgement. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to pause for this call. We're going to go into Tennessee, talk about family, because he was a family man, but not just biological. He was a family man, understood that people value certain ideas and certain principles. Then we're all one. So we're going to go to this commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about MPH. Then we're going to have a final thought from Mr. Alexander, his brother, and we'll close out. And we'd like for you to continue to listen to Mr. Pages of History. It's a bi-weekly program that comes on every week. You can hear us on this station. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about MPH. So let's take the station break, and we'll be right back. Y'all listen to Missing Pages of History, a tribute to Mr. Emmanuel Daniel Joyner.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
To appreciate a person's work, a person's value, You should look at the nature of the work that he was doing. Mr. Joyner was a real instrumental supporter, memo, contributor. I mean, you name it, missing pages of history. Very intimate into developing, shaping, guiding, directing MPH. And we will not let his dreams, his aspirations, thoughts go. We will continue to work down that road, and we'd like to invite you to come and join us. And right now, Susie, a member of MPH, she can talk a little bit about MPH and its coming activities and how you can get in contact and find out more about MPH. Susie, the mic is yours.
Okay. Hi again. I'd like to remind our MPH listening audience that we have our upcoming quarterly raffle fundraiser, which will be Saturday, October 27, 2018, and that's at 1 p.m. You need not have to be present because we occur on the Blog Talk Radio for Missing Pages of History, Inc., or either you can listen to us on that date at 818-337-0016. All right, and we'd like your support, Missing Pages of History, by helping us build strong communities through communications, and yes, we can. Also, MPH has its upcoming TV show, which is with Comcast Channel 95 and Fios Channel 96, which will be Wednesday, September the 12th, and that's from 9 to 10 p.m., and live call-ins are appreciated. And last and final, just to remind you, MPHL, the radio program is every Saturday. That's bi-weekly, and it's at 1 p.m. And that's the announcements for what's going on and what Missing Pages at this time.
And two other quick things, Susie. We'd like to remind our listening audience that we are conducting an ongoing cap and T-shirt fundraiser. If you have not applied for your cap and T-shirt for MPH, please do so by emailing us at missingpagehistory1@yahoo.com or contact one of our members. At the same time, we also are open up to membership. We are opening up to membership. We need people to come help us. There are so many programs, activities that we have structured in the process and need to implement, but we only can do this by having you to help us. So we ask you to come help join MPH, become a team player. Do what Mr. Joyner did. Come and help us build this institution so we can last forever and continue to have a positive impact on the various underserved communities where our people live. So for more information and to find out the whole program of MPH, again, please go to our website at www.mphinc.org. In closing out, we can go back to Brother Alexander. Brother Alexander, we're going to let you have a final couple minutes, your final thoughts on your brother Emmanuel Joyner, his life and his legacy. Brother Alexander, the mic is yours. How you doing, Brother Alexander? Your final thoughts? Okay, I think we might have lost our brother. What about Brother Terry? How you doing? Okay, we might have lost both of them. What are we going to do
yes,
right now?
Here. We're here.
Okay, Brother Alexander, your final thoughts. We're going to give you a couple minutes to make your final thoughts on the life and legacy of Emmanuel Joyner.
Okay. I would like to thank everyone again for listening in and giving those wonderful comments of inspiration to my family. But I would like to go back to the most important thing and the most touching memory of my brother, because he named a few of my family members. But then when I looked at his name, and I thought about my name, Alexander the Great. And I always thought that that was perhaps one of the greatest names ever was, because it had the great. So I used to tease him about it. And he said, "Do you know what Emmanuel means?" And I said, "Nope," because I had no idea. I knew it was in the Bible, but I had no idea. Emmanuel, spelt with the I, meant God with us. Also Romanized with the E, Emmanuel, is a Hebrew name, which appears in the book of Isaiah as a sign that God will protect the house of David. Also Emmanuel means the Messiah. Then was born as a special person in this troubled world during a troubled time, the 60s, where a lot of misinformation, missing information, came about that destroyed, dehumanized, embarrassed, degraded African Americans. And he lived and survived through that, always protected by the shield of God, to bring that knowledge to another race and to another time. So when we look at what his most important contributions were, one of them was this radio station, to touch listeners, to bring about some sanctity in their lives, to help them move forward, help them in business, help them in finance, help them in medical care, help them in whatever avenue that they needed help in. That was his purpose, and that was why he was called Emmanuel, here to protect us. I thank you very much, Mr. Robinson, for all you've done today.
We'd like to thank you, your family. We'd like to thank everyone who participated, our listen audience and supporters. We have supported us and continue to support us. And for those who would like to support us, like always, Mr. Manuel told us very, very clearly that it's important to get a check. Where there is economic dependency, there will be no freedom. We need to support. We need to have some money where we can do things. So we'd like to encourage y'all to support MPH by sending a contribution to Listen Page of History, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia 23261. But more importantly, we'd like for you to join us. Come and talk, help build this organization and continue the legacy of the life that God has shown us and made for us. So until next time, we'd like to thank you for listening to Missing Page of History. And we played this last song as a tribute to Mr. Joyner. This is something that he would lack in terms of, it's an old school, but it represents truth in terms of the state of this affair. Right now, the state of this affair is a ball of confusion. But what Mr. Joyner understands in clarity, understanding history, it gives up the foundation that there are hope in the future. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, and we leave you with this word's a ball of confusion.
Oh, good boogie, can't you hear me? Let me hear.